Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
Okay, hold on a minute. Are you guys still open?
Yes, sir. This is a third-party call center. How can I assist you?
Oh, okay. So hold on, let me get my receipt. Thanks for calling back. So I called a couple weeks ago because I had a couple entries on my credit card that I did not recognize,
Okay.
and they reversed them. And it was from Majestic Powerful Lift, I guess. Anyway, it's 6732. So they reversed that one, and there's another one that was like $5 and some. So that was good. Then I just got my new credit card statement, and I see I have another entry for this Majestic Powerful thing for 6732.
All right,
So I don't know what's that?
let me start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate this account,
Okay,
please.
it's 95046.
I do thank you for that information. And what is your first and last name, please, sir?
It's Rick Spahn, SPOHN.
Yes, sir. Mr. Rick, I did locate that account. For security purposes, please verify your shipping address for me.
13771 Harding Avenue, San Martin, California, 95046.
All right, give me 1 second to open up this account so I can
Okay.
to see as to who's billing you and why.
Oh, I'd be getting a call.
Cleaning up some time.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were. It's cold out.
Raining?
Drizzling.
All righty, sir. Yes, sir. I was able to locate that account for you, where I do see it stemmed from where you entered into a sweepstakes. You paid $5.74, if please excuse me, to enter into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a generator. And
I yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
what they were billing you was to have a chance to be the winner of that generator and to stay in the running for it. It was billing you what they would consider a membership fee to stay in the running for that generator. Now, I do see back on 1107 that they did refund you in full for the 6732 that they billed you then for the month of November.
But they charged me again on 11/7.
No, they refunded you for that one. That's when they
No,
charge you.
let me get my old bill because they've charged me 6732 twice.
Right. They refunded you the one for November, but you also bill 6732 for the month of October, and that one was not refunded to you. So
Well,
that's when you probably.
that's the one I called on because I hadn't even gotten my new bill yet.
Yeah.
So that's the one I had called on, that and the $5 and some, because they were right together, and and I saw that they refunded those two, and then I got my new bill, seeing they've charged me 6732 again. I told them, no. So can you reverse this
Yeah,
charge?
what they did, I don't know how he skipped over that. He did
I don't either.
refund you $5.74 for the
Right.
charge in October. He skipped whomever this agent was, skipped all over that charge in October, and he refunded you the one for the charge of 11/7. I don't know
Yeah,
how he skipped for the
I don't
charge in
either because I don't
October.
even think I would have gotten the November charge yet. I don't
No,
know
you
how he would
wouldn't
have
have.
skipped over October.
That's true. You would not have.
So can you reverse this 6732? Because
Yes, I
I
will.
didn't do it, and I don't know if they're going to charge me in December, but if they
No,
are, cancel
no.
me.
You are already canceled out of that. That's what I don't even understand how he did that. I'm really not understanding how he did that. How he skipped over the month of October and refunded you for the month of November.
I don't either.
I don't know. Give me 1 second, sir. Let me go
here. All right.
Alrighty, what I'm going to do, Mr. Rick, I'm going into this. Give me 1 second so I can put this in. Alrighty. And I do see why he, I don't know, he may not have been able to do it because when I tried to refund the one, it would not let it go back to the way it was charged. So instead of him going in there and posting it on Google Doc, he just skipped over that one and refunded you for the one in November, which you would have not have been charged for. But I'm going to hear and I'm going to submit this. They will
Yeah, because I'm just looking at my bill now, and it looks like both the 574 and the 6732 were posted on 11/15. So,
okay. Alrighty, sir. What I've done, I've gone in and I've submitted for them. They probably are going to have to mail you out a check. That may take a little longer than a normal refund, but I've gone in and submitted a request for them to mail you out a check because
just put it back on the card?
It won't go back to the card. Evidently, when he tried to refund it back to that card, I don't know why the October refund would not submit back to the card. The other ones did. The other two evidently did, but that one did not refund back to the card. So what I did, I actually put in a request for the refund of the 6732 for the month of October to be issued back to you in a check. Okay?
Okay, I'll look for it. I'll put some on my calendar. If I don't see it in a couple of weeks,
yes,
I'll call you back.
It may take a little longer for that refund to be because they do have to mail it out to you. So I do suggest you would just keep a watch out for it. But I've submitted for that one to be mailed back to you in a check form, okay? And I do have all your information. I just pasted it to that. So they will actually mail that back to you, okay?
So you got my name and the address, the 13771 Harding Avenue.
Yes, all of that is, I posted all of that in the account, so it should be mailed back to you, okay?
All right, thanks for your help.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, sir. Please have a good evening.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.